Hey, we're announcing a weekend with AFA on Thursday, October the 2nd through Saturday, October the 4th. We'll have a weekend get together with AFA leadership and supporters. It's a chance for all of us to get better acquainted.
It's a weekend with AFA, Thursday, October 2nd through Saturday, October 4th in Tupelo, Mississippi. Speakers will include Abraham Hamilton III, Jenna Ellis, Tim Barton, Tim Wildman, and more. Register at afa.net/weekend.
It's First Time Caller Day on Trivia Friday. The number to call with your question or your answer to a question is 888-589-8840.
It is First Time Callers, so start lining up, folks. If you've never been on the show with us, today could be your day.
So First Time Callers only today. Now we're going to ask three questions each.
The quack of a duck does not produce an echo. Is that true or false?
That falls under the category of it's just wrong.
Hey, good morning, everybody. Welcome to Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. Thanks for listening to AFR. Trivia Friday is here again, and we also call this
Learning University.
Learning University is on the air. I'm Tim Wildman with Ed Vitagliano. Good morning, Ed.
Good morning, Tim.
Give us a good thought for the day, Ed. What's your positive outlook on this Friday?
As we
look before us, we've still got about 18 hours left in this.
I'm just going to have to bust your bubble. Every day is not a Friday, okay? Every day is a Monday.
Wow.
And folks, you're just going to have to get used to it. That's the way life is. You're going to have to put on your big boy britches and just get used to the fact that today is not going to go the way you intended.
If you want to invite Ed to speak at your event.
As a motivational speaker.
As an inspirational/motivational speaker, then we'll give you his email address a little bit later on.
There'll be disappointments today that you never dreamed possible.
Yeah. Oral Roberts was quite the opposite from you, Ed. How you doing, brother JJ?
I'm doing great. You know how they throw the ball into the crowd after winning? They don't allow that in bowling. I know that now.
Bowling, you don't throw the ball into the crowd.
No. They'll let you do it once, and then that's that. You no more.
It's first time callers today, so you are eligible to be on the air with us. If you've never been on the air with us before, that's the only rule or stipulation we have today. The phone number is 888. This is to call us and be on the air and ask and answer. We prefer that you do that. Answer a trivia question, which we're about to give, and or ask us one. 888-589-8840. 888-589-8840.
This kind of disproves what I just said. There are some people who are going to get on this show. They never dreamed that would be possible.
Yeah.
And today it's going to happen.
But they may flop. You know what I'm saying?
So,
according to your worldview, Ed, the chances of them doing well on the show are 50-50.
Disappointments galore.
All right. What other ground rules we got there, JJ?
Well, we want you to ask and answer. We've got these great trivia questions. We're going to have a lot of fun, but we're actually going to learn some things. So
it's the age thing.
What is the age thing? Age? Oh, yeah. The age limit, 12 years old, 11 years old. What is it?
That's 11
years old.
I'm
not here very often. I'm just here on Fridays.
Yeah, it's you have to be 11 years old or older. Now, if you're 120 years old, you're not allowed to call in.
You're allowed to keep getting your Social Security check, but you're not allowed to call in until Doge catches up with you.
Yeah. Now, by the way, so three questions each is what we three professors will ask here in just a moment. And one of those questions is a mystery question.
Mystery question.
And that means if you happen to answer it, you'll hear this sound.
Ah, the beloved cowbell.
And that beloved cowbell will signify.
That all the world will know.
That you have won an AFR ball cap.
A ball cap.
Or a farmer's cap, or one you can wear out in the garden, or one you can wear at a Cracker Barrel, wherever your heart desires. Because every day is full of opportunities.
To wear your ball cap.
To wear your AFR ball cap. And by the way, if you would like to see what they look like or you'd like to purchase one, because there's only one technically, there's only one available through the mystery question. Sometimes we might toss one or two more out. But if you want to check them out or buy one, you can go to our resource center. That's resources.afa.net, resources.afa.net.
All right. Shall we?
We shall.
Go ahead, Ed.
All right. Here are my three questions. First one, folks, is a multiple choice.
Multiple choice.
Okay, so you got to listen. Burkina Faso. That's a name. Burkina Faso.
You dated her in high school, didn't you?
I tried to date all the Faso girls, but I couldn't get a date with any of them.
They had brothers.
big brothers.
Big brothers. Like giants in the land.
Burkina Faso, is that the name of a character in the Star Wars universe? A country in Africa? A radical Islamic group in the Philippines? Or a swimwear company popular with Gen Z? Burkina Faso. I'm pretty proud of that question. I hope
you just
no,
like saying Burkina Faso.
Yeah, you're
proud
of
I like
that.
Saying
yeah, I would order that for the menu.
Burkina Faso. And can you bring a little
broccoli,
extra salsa for that?
Broccoli on the side.
All right, in the 400-meter hurdles in the Olympics or other track and field events, how many hurdles will a runner jump in the 400-meter hurdles?
JJ's a hurdler. He should know this.
You should.
I practiced for hurdling in high school, and you say, that looks difficult. No, it's harder than it looks. If you even watching it, going as fast as you can, measuring those steps, and then bring one of your legs up like a chicken wing and get it sideways up under you.
Hey, let me ask you, you did hurdle, right?
Practiced for it and didn't actually do it in a thing, but I ran track for a minute.
My question would be, just real quickly, do you know, I'm assuming you do, as a hurdler, that you're off, your steps are off, and that next hurdle is likely to be your downfall? Do you know this? And you adjust for it?
You don't walk it off. You just take off in practice, and you just take off running, and you get a cadence. And after you get to the first one, if you're successful, then just kind of like a jogger will kind of, you know, one, two, three, breathe, one, two, three, and they kind of get a rhythm going. But you didn't walk it off. You just, so to answer your question, I'm not real sure because it was really, really difficult. I was the relay runner with the baton. So people say, make sure you pass the baton. I was telling Melanie once, had a chance to do a sermon. And I said, I want to talk about our legacy because you hear everybody, make sure you pass the baton. I said, I'm guessing 99% of the people have never run a relay race and passed an actual baton. So I did that, and I was a sprinter just for a minute. But, yeah, I wasn't good enough to actually be a hurdler in the meets, but I practiced for a
That's a long a while. Answer to say no.
That is a long answer. I don't – yeah, sorry. No,
yeah,
I don't
that's
know if
okay.
you're – I don't know if you're off, but you're off more often than you're on because it's hard to go as fast as you can and jump something that's as high as your waist or a little higher, you know?
Yeah. That was a question, by the way, from my granddaughter Stella. She comes up with these great questions. And then the third question, what is the name of the large river – that flows through London. What is the name of the large river that flows through London? That's what I've got.
Here's what I've got. First question. 4 U.S. states do not allow billboards. Billboards along the highway are illegal in 4 states. Hmm. Name 2 of them.
Wow.
I could have, should have used it as true or false. Second question. What American singer-songwriter wrote and first recorded the song Blue Suede Shoes, and no, it wasn't Elvis. So your knee-jerk reaction, I know.
I think we had that.
There's your hint. Well, then I'll add another one.
Is it this? Is that the answer?
That's the answer.
Yeah.
So everybody's thinking about brackets, March Madness. Let's test your memory. I know it's been a year ago. The 4 teams that got down to the Final 4 last year, 2024, I just named 3 of them. Name me 3 of the teams that were in the Final 4. I can't remember what I had for breakfast oftentimes.
Right.
But surely when you're filling out your bracket, somebody can remember, oh, it got down to these 4 teams. And just tell me 3 of them.
3 of the 4.
All right. So Shirley, you know when you fill out your bracket.
Shirley knows.
Yeah, Shirley knows.
She knows.
Shirley knows.
She's out there.
All right, here we go. Here are my 3 questions. and then we shall go to the phones for first-time callers only. Okay, so Jesus is the most mentioned name in the Bible. I want to know the second and third most mentioned names in the Bible. And you don't have to get them in order, just the name of the people.
Okay.
Okay. So Jesus Christ is number one. And I want to know the second and most third mentioned people in the Bible being Old and New Testament. Number two, as per usual, I have a baby boomer question.
Come on.
Boom your baby. You ready?
I'm ready.
Say it. We can hear it out of our good ear.
Okay. How much longer is Social Security going to last? I'm going to give you the years to pick from, okay? Multiple choice.
Right.
No, here's the question, the real question. Name three, and if you can do, I want you to do this, if you can do this one off the top of your head without looking it up or asking somebody else, I'll send you an AFR ball cap.
There you go.
Because it's not an easy question. Name three singing duo variety shows from the 1970s.
Oh, good.
Everybody knows these shows. Everybody knows these names.
Duos.
If you're baby boomers.
If you're baby boomer.
So I want to know, name three singing duo variety shows from the 1970s. Okay? Everybody got that?
Got it.
And number three, speaking of actors and actresses, this actor is known for his hit TV cop shows going back to the 80s. Hint, he is also known for his mustache. Okay? This actor is known for his hit TV cop shows going back to the 80s. And he's also known for his mustache. Everybody got that one?
Got it.
Absolutely. And if he was famous in the 80s, then he's also famous for his reverse mortgage commercials now.
Well, he has a repertoire.
All right.
You know the answer, obviously. You do, too.
Oh, I didn't know the answer.
It's pretty easy.
I knew the answer, but I have no idea about the reverse mortgage thing.
I've done that reverse mortgage.
You have done one of those commercials?
Twice. No, not a commercial. I've reversed my mortgage twice.
Your kids can fend for themselves. And Allison needs
well,
to be able to
go
where
look out
you
for number
go.
One,
How
baby.
Did you do it
that's
twice?
That's what the Bible says. Am I right?
Huh? I'm going to do a reverse life insurance thing.
Sell your life insurance.
That's right.
Let's go to the phone before this show gets off the tracks.
I know. I'm going to
use off the rails.
Use up my insurance, before and then in 10 years, they get to kill me.
That's some dark stuff right there.
Yes, it is. So speaking of dark, let's go to Washington State. And Vicky is on the line. Vicky.
Hurling insults. Just hurling them. Like slapping
Vicky
a terror.
Vicky knows what I'm talking about, don't you, Vicky? Welcome to Trivia Friday.
Good morning, esteemed professors. I'll forgive you for that dig because I feel the same way about the state.
Hi, well, Vicky. My sister also lives in Washington. She lives in Olympia, and she's about ready to move, she said. Just anyway, we don't need to go there. So welcome to Trivia Friday, kind of long distance here. I know you're paying by the minute, like we old school. You want to ask, answer, or do both?
I would like to do both, please.
All right, which question you want to answer?
I think I'll take Tim's Bible question.
Okay, Vicky, here is the question. Jesus is the most mentioned name in the Bible, mentioned 1,281 times.
Wow.
I want to know, what are the second and third most mentioned names in the Bible?
The second should be David, and the third, Moses.
You got it.
Wow.
You got it.
Hey, she won a cap for that, right?
Oh, is that right? Okay.
Is that the one you said?
Oh,
no, I don't remember. Which one did you say?
I don't remember. No, I think that was the 70s shows.
Oh, yeah, 70s shows. Sorry about that.
Know that? Did you have to ask somebody to look it up, or did you just know that?
I think I would have known it if I weren't nervous about being on. My brain wouldn't work. So.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, that's okay. Listen.
Yeah, great job.
Hey. Just for living in the state of Washington and shining your light, Vicky, we're going to send you a ball cap.
Amen. There you go.
Okay?
Here we go.
I'm the reverse.
That's fantastic. Thank you.
I'm the reverse Elon Musk. right here. You know what I'm saying? Elon taketh away, Tim giveth.
There you go. There you go.
I'm just teasing. So I like what Elon Musk is doing, by the way. Okay, so anyway, you're right. David was mentioned 971 times. That's number two.
Okay.
And then Moses is number three with 803 times. And then after that, it drops way off. Like Jacob, Saul, Aaron, those are down into the 300s.
Yeah.
So by far, Jesus, David, and Moses are the most mentioned names in the Bible. So we'll need to get your address.
Just stay on the line. We'll put after you ask your question, we'll put you on hold.
Yeah.
So don't hang up, and Cindy Roberts will get your information, Vicki, and we will send you an AFR ball cap.
Hey, Vicki, do you know where a town named Linden is? You ever heard of it?
I don't. You know where it's a very big state.
You know where Bellingham is?
I do, yes.
Okay. I've got a really good friend who lives there north of Bellingham in a little community named Linden, not far from the Canadian border. Do you live in Sunnyside?
No,
which part of the state do you live in?
I live in a town called Steilacoom, and it's just south of Tacoma. So, no, I'm on the rainy side.
I got you. Okay.
One of my son-in-laws grew up in Tacoma.
Oh.
My son's drove one.
Just beat me to it.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, that's good.
All right, Vicki, go ahead. Fire away.
Okay. I recently watched a fantastic documentary called Culture Warrior. Mm-hmm. And this movie featured a hit song from 1993 titled The Great Adventure. Who was the artist of that song?
Stephen Curtis Chapman, who hails from Paducah, Kentucky area.
I will echo JJ's.
That's correct.
Yes.
Wow, great.
Stephen Curtis. That was a great song. And we did use it in the documentary about my dad.
Great song, great movie, culturewarrior.movie, culturewarrior.movie, the life, the legacy, the impact of Brother Don Wildman, Tim's father. It's streaming for free. We encourage you to watch it this weekend. Now, probably 12 years old and older because of all the battles that he faced in the culture. One thing you'll absolutely take away, you'll be inspired. What did you get from the movie?
You know, I was growing up during that time, but I wasn't in the church. Uh-huh. And so a lot of what I learned was new about Mr. Wildman. It was just amazing the amount of energy and courage that he had for decades.
Thank you, Vicki, and I appreciate that very much.
Tim, I had a chance to be on a program just this week to talk about the movie with Dr. Nurse Mama, and I said his tirelessness, how he had a laser focus, and all the only way that I could compare it, if you didn't work around him and know him like we did, it's like what people witness with President Trump. You say, how can somebody have that much energy to do that many things in such a short days? Listen, we put 100 radio stations on the air in 4 years. That's two stations a month. Who can possibly do that? Anybody that's ever built a home, the zoning, the pouring the slab, the tower, two a month, put 100 stations on the air in 4 years. But he really was an amazing, larger-than-life man. And we don't glorify the man. That was what God will take an ordinary person and do extraordinary things through their life.
Hey, Vicki, well done. And thank you for your kind words about Culture Warrior. So I'm going to put you on hold. And
I got one more question for Vicki.
Okay. All right.
Vicki, how did you learn about our we don't have a radio tower there where you live. You listen on the app, I guess, right?
I do.
Yeah.
And my husband actually turned me on to Trivia Friday.
Okay.
And I think that he's in the Army, and so he probably picked it up in a different state where he could listen on the radio.
I got you. Well, thank you, Vicki. God bless you. Have a great day. Keep listening to American Family Radio.
Going to put you on hold and get your information.
Congratulations for winning the cap.
Amen. All right, let's go to North Carolina, and Charlene is on the line. Charlene, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Hello, how are you?
Hey, good, Charlene. Thanks for calling. Where do you live in North Carolina?
My husband told me I live in Warrenburg because I forgot and told her I lived in Indiana, which is not where I live now.
Oh,
okay. So I was kind of nervous.
Hey, I get like that every time I walk in the kitchen. I can't remember what I went in there for, so don't feel bad about that.
Me too, because I don't cook.
Hey. And you're medicated.
Oh, man, this is...
And you're medicated.
Hey, Charlene, your last name's not Darling, is it?
No, thank you, it's not.
And you know what? This is like, we're not...
Do you know why I asked that? Because
yes.
Andy Griffith?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
You know, we're not prophets or the son of a prophet, but it's crazy how we can forecast who's going to sleep on the couch tonight. Yes. Isn't that amazing that we can just kind of look into the future? We know one guy in North Carolina is going to sleep on the couch.
All right, Charlene, and your fan club there behind you. You want to ask, answer, or do both?
Do both, please.
All right. Which one do you want to try to answer?
I'm just going to give you the answer to the question.
The mustache.
Yeah. This is my first time, obviously.
Okay. Yeah. All right.
80, yeah, great.
All right.
Well, what's the question?
Okay. The question before us is this. This actor is known for his hit TV cop shows going back to the 80s. And he's also known for his mustache. Who am I talking about, Carmella?
That would be Mr. Tom Selleck.
Yep.
Nice. Tom Selleck. Yeah. Maybe the best mustache of all time.
For a ball cap, I'm getting free with these things, aren't I? Huh?
Yeah, it's all right.
For a ball cap, well, and y'all can decide there, Charlene, who wears it. I want to know the two shows he's most known for.
Magnum P.I. and... the one that's on now, or is it in the 80s, the second show you want to know?
No, Magnum P.I. is one of them. What's the other one?
Right. Something with Blue, the name Blue in it. Family.
Blue Blood.
Nicely done.
Yeah, and that show just ended, by the way, after like 13 seasons. But, yes, Tom Selleck, and known for that thick black mustache.
I would say his mustache or Sam Elliott.
Sam Elliott.
Probably the two best mustaches in television and movie history. Yeah.
Tom Selleck keeps his trims a little bit more than, Sam Elliott. He didn't give a rip.
It's kind
he
of
just, he doesn't care.
Kind of a wild
west.
Yeah.
Let it grow, let it go. Okay, so Tom Selleck is the answer to the question.
Yeah, does he do reverse mortgage commercials? I was just kidding.
He does
about
something
that.
Like that. Who? On TV.
Oh, yeah, yeah. No, he's talking about who's our winner? What was the one we talked
about?
Tom
Selleck.
Yeah, Tom Selleck. He does reverse mortgage.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I was just kidding about that.
No, he does. Yeah. He's like so sincere. He had me talked into it twice. Yeah. Melanie said we couldn't do it.
All right, Charlene, what's your question for us?
This is a question from my husband. What was the longest at-bat pro in baseball?
In pro baseball.
In pro baseball.
You mean like at the plate?
Yes.
Yes.
How many
pitches?
And time.
Oh, okay. Wow.
Now I'm not really following the question. What is it?
The longest. Well,
you don't have a shot. You don't have a shot anyway.
Okay.
So ain't no point in really.
Were they a hurdler?
Laying it out for you.
And a baseball player.
No, he's talking. What they're talking about is
who was at the plate more times.
No.
Okay.
No. Who was at the plate for a single at bat the longest period of time? Which would include a lot of foul balls.
I got kind of you. Thing.
So that's what he's talking about. They're talking about.
Right.
I don't know.
I've seen a lot of them.
Yeah.
Like, I'm going to guess.
Feel like they set some kind of record.
You want the time or you want the number
pitches?
Of pitches?
Pitches and time.
Okay.
I'm going to say 15.
I was going to get one or two of them.
I'm going to say 15 pitches. I'm just going to throw a number out there.
Oh, it's got to be more than that.
Seven or eight.
I'm going to say 27 pitches.
What?
Yeah, I'll say 30 pitches.
You're talking about the history of pro baseball.
I know, but still, that's just a lot
and,
of foul balls.
7 minutes. 7 minutes. Go ahead. What is it, Charlene?
We're almost at the break. Go ahead, Charlene.
21 pitches in 13 minutes.
Wow.
How many pitches?
21.
21?
21 and pitches in 13 minutes.
That. Who was it?
I
didn't write it down. She has my phone.
You're blaming your wife a second time, brother. That's
not going good for you.
That's my day.
All right.
Thank y'all.
Hey, Charlene.
Thank you, Charlene. Hold on.
Stay on the line. I'll put you on hold. We'll get your information and send you a ball.
Every time I hear the name Charlene, I think about that song, Billy Bob Loves Charlene. The John Deere Green. You ever heard that?
No.
Joe Diffie?
He thinks of Charlene Darling.
Yeah. Darling.
As we celebrate the many pro-life victories going forth, we rejoice. Preborn's network of clinics have a unique opportunity to advance even further without political persecution. What does this look like? Preborn is the greatest threat to the abortion industry. By rescuing, on average, 200 babies' lives a day, they are putting a serious dent into the abortion holocaust. But there are still thousands of babies who are slain daily, and Preborn's goal is to rescue them all. With the help of the pro-life community, meaning you, we can save so many more. Please join us in saving all of these precious lives. The ultrasound is the game changer. Once a mother hears that precious heartbeat, she is twice as likely to choose life. If you consider yourself pro-life, we need your help. One ultrasound is just $28. Five ultrasounds are $140. $5,000 sponsors ultrasounds for the entire Preborn network for an entire day. How many lives can you save? Every child is a beautiful gift from God. Please join the cause. To donate securely, please dial #250 and say the keyword baby. That's #250, baby. Or visit preborn.com/AFR. That's preborn.com/AFR.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, I got you, babe. I don't know what night that came on in the 70s, but
I don't remember, but I liked it.
Sonny and Cher show.
I love that song. It's
a great song.
Yep.
All right, so, well, great. I don't know. Good to great.
It's catchy, snappy.
Yeah, it's a catchy, snappy song. That's what they were known for. Mm-hmm. All right, let's reset our questions, then we'll go back to the phones for our first-time callers today.
Oh, I like it.
Here on Trivia Friday. By the way, you're listening to American Family Radio. We do have this show archived immediately. Well, within an hour or so after the show finishes, we will have it in our podcast section. Go to AFR.net, American Family Radio, and then you'll see the podcast banner and the banners of the shows, Trivia Friday, and we'll have it there, as we have a lot of our previous Trivia Friday shows at that website. AFR.net. Go ahead, Ed. Repeat your questions.
Here, my first question is a multiple choice.
Multiple choice.
And I hope no one answers this so I can continue to say this all show long. Burkina Faso. Burkina Faso is a name. Is it a name of a character in the Star Wars universe, a country in Africa, a radical Islamic group in the Philippines, or a swimwear company popular with Gen Z, the name Burkina Faso? Or is it an insult that baby boomers used to use on the playground in the 50s?
My coach used to use it.
Yeah.
My basketball coach.
Yeah. Such a Faso.
Send me some Burkina Fascos right now. I want 10 of them. If you don't run your Burkina Fasos, you ain't playing.
Set those cones up. Let's see you go around.
Did you never hear that?
No.
In basketball?
No. Is that kind of when you ran lines?
Yeah. You ran lines, and then you had to do your Burkina Fascos. And if you didn't do them, you weren't going to play. He did care how good you were.
Yeah. So. All that stuff about the person who tries hardest, that's who's going to play the game. Mm-hmm. That doesn't really happen.
Whoever scores the most points.
Yes, exactly.
That's life.
All right, here's my second question. In the 400-meter hurdles in the Olympics and other track and field events.
Which JJ did some for a minute.
Yes, yeah, for a minute.
For a minute.
How many hurdles will a runner jump? How many hurdles will
Is
a
that right?
hurdle
runner hurdle. If a hurdle, hurdle runner can hurdle,
hurdle runners.
That's if it falls alone in the forest.
That's right.
This is in the 400-meter hurdles. How many hurdles will the runner jump?
Oh.
And that's from my granddaughter, Stella. And then third question, what is the name of the large river that flows through London? All right, that's what I've got.
Here's what I've got. First question, 4 U.S. states do not allow billboards along the highway. Billboards are illegal along the highway in 4 U.S. states. I just need you to name 2 of them. Second question, what American singer-songwriter wrote and first recorded the song Blue Suede Shoes? Here's a hint. It wasn't Elvis. I know that's what you think. He made it hugely popular,
right,
but he didn't write it or sing it first. Third question, everybody's thinking about brackets. Are a lot of sports fans talking about NCAA, March Madness. Last year, the 4 teams that got down to the Final Four, I just need you to name 3 of them. What were 3 of the 4 teams that made it to the Final Four? Let's see how good your memory is.
All right. 2 of my 3 questions have been answered already, so I'm gonna add 1. Okay, so this question, though, has not been answered, although you got a little hint right there on a partial answer from the song. This is for baby boomers. You can answer it if you're not a baby boomer, but I always like to have a baby boomer question. Name 3 singing duo variety shows from the 1970s. And we all baby boomers know these names and know these singers and so forth. Name 3 singing duo variety shows from the 70s. Number 2, I'll add a question here. Clementines, Tangelos, and Temples are types of what? And these aren't like Old Testament pagan gods. Okay, I know that's what people are thinking.
Burning incense to Clementine.
I'm hearing a song in my head. Oh, my darling. Oh, my darling.
Clementines, Tangelos, and Temples are types of what? Want to know the answer to that. All right, let's go, Ed.
All right. We go to Texas, and Carmella is on the line. Carmella, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Hey, thank you so much. I really enjoy hearing you all every Friday morning when I can listen during work.
Don't get in trouble.
Thank you, Carmella.
No.
Well, where do you live in Texas, Carmella?
I'm in Frisco, Dallas area.
Yeah, all right.
You're over there by that Topgolf?
There's one in the Colony, not too far from here.
Yeah. All right. Well, listen, ask, answer, or both?
I would like to do both, please.
Okay. Which one do you want to answer?
I want to answer the 3 vocal duos from the 70s, even though technically I'm not a baby boomer.
Okay. What are you, in your 40s?
I'm not supposed to do that. Yeah,
you don't have to answer that, Carmella.
I guess under. Yeah, you're in your 30s or 40s, right?
That's a different way of asking an inappropriate question.
Right. Okay. And then we're going to need to know how much you weigh, Carmella. He wants to know.
She's the one who said I'm not a baby boomer. So I wanted to know what range are you. All right.
Technically, I'm a Gen Xer, so I'm in the 50s.
I got you. Okay. Yeah. All right.
Yeah.
Here's the question.
Here's the question that Carmella, in her 50s, but doesn't sound a day over 44 to me, is going to answer. Name 3 singing duo variety shows from the 1970s. Carmella, go.
Well, you were playing one from Sonny and Cher, and then Captain and Tennille, and then Donnie and Marie.
Oh, great.
That is excellent.
Captain and Tennille.
Yeah, Sonny and Cher, they're probably the most well-known, 1971 to 1974. And then you said who? You said the Captain and Tennille and Donnie and Marie?
Yes.
Donnie and Marie were popular.
Donnie and Marie actually had the most episodes. They were from 75 to 79 with their variety show. And then the captain of Tennille, they were only on for 2 years.
Can you guys think of a couple more? Because singing
duos, yeah.
For television.
Who did
shows?
You have on your list, Tim, for the answers?
Well, now the Everly Brothers show was from 19. That only lasted 1 year. Like they bombed.
They were in the '70s. Their show.
Well, they are from the '50s. That's when their popularity.
Boy,
was.
They could sing too. Those guys.
Yeah, but their show only had 10 episodes, and it was only for 1 year.
Oh wow.
1970. So they didn't make it in the TV business. But you're right. You got it, Carmella. Sonny and Cher, Captain and Tennille, and Donnie and Marie.
Now, wasn't that for a cap? Was a cap up? For
yeah, it was. On that you're right, yes. JJ. You're right, JJ. So we're going to send you the ball cap, Carmella.
Oh, another Sanford and Son. That was another one, wasn't it?
Yeah, they had some hits.
Yeah.
They were right there with, the Bee Gees.
I'm coming
they
to see Elizabeth. They rivaled the Bee Gees. Coming to see Elizabeth.
Yeah, that was on the B side. Yeah, 45.
Sanford and Son.
So that was a ball cap question.
Yes.
Good.
He threw that out early on.
Well, Carmella, you won a ball cap, so that's a good thing. You probably didn't expect that to happen today.
And we're going to also throw in Ed's book of inspiration, which has his daily devotion on inspirational thoughts.
Every day is a Monday.
Yeah, that's how he starts. That's the title of the book.
What about your question? Cool. What about your question for us, Carmella?
Yes, my question is kind of a two-part, but if that's okay.
Yeah.
What state of the lower 48 contiguous states has rainforest, and what is the name of at least one of them?
All right, don't say anything, Carmella. We're going to talk amongst ourselves. Rainforest.
And she's saying
not a Hawaii, because I would think it would be.
She said in the 48.
Right.
Lower 48. Alaska and Hawaii don't count. Okay, I'm just going to – I'm correct. Talking off the top of my head. Carmella, don't say – is it Carmella?
Carmella.
Okay, yes. don't say anything. In answer to this, okay, the only state that I can think of that would fall into the rainforest-type category would be, well, two states, would be Oregon or Washington.
Right, Washington's what I'm thinking.
You wouldn't
always
think
rainy.
Like Florida or Florida,
I don't
Louisiana.
Think they're a rainforest. They're like muggy.
Yeah.
I don't know.
They're more along where you're supposed to be, like for subtropical.
But I'm
going to go with Washington because it's always raining there, rainy and misty and...
What about it, Carmella?
Yes, you're correct. It is Washington. Do you know the name of one of those rainforests?
One of them was like...
Which is the one where they've spotted Bigfoot the most times? I'm trying to remember that the name of that one, because that's what I want to go with.
There were two. They were side by side. One of them was Sunny, and the other one was Cher. Am I right? Am I right?
That's painful.
What's the answer, Carmella?
It's the Ho Rainforest, H-O-H, and the Quinault and the Queens.
Okay. That's very interesting.
The what? Are these like Indian names? What is this?
Yes. You know, I lived in Washington for 10 years, and yes, those are all Indian names.
So a rainforest is where, like, it rains probably 50% of the time. But it's not necessarily a continuous drench. It's like... a continuous light mist, right? With some rain.
Did you ever go hiking out there in any of those?
I did, yes, in the Ho Rainforest. I've been to.
That had to be beautiful.
It's right out on the. It is. It is beautiful. All the ferns and everything, and all the moss growing. It is quite beautiful.
Oh, that's great.
Well, Carmella, well done on answering and asking. We're going to put you on hold and then Cindy Roberts will come on and she'll get your information and we'll send you the hat. And Tim was just kidding. Don't be expecting a book. I don't have a devotional titled Every Day's a Monday.
No, but you got some great ideas for one.
I do have some great ideas.
Every Day's a Monday. That's a good title for one.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Just kind of a bracing, wake me up kind of book. All right. God bless you, Carmella.
JJ's got a graduation speech that he does, which is very popular.
Right. Called, 110%.
It's called It's called Life Ain't Fair.
Life Ain't Fair.
Yeah, and JJ does a good job with that.
Yeah.
He prepares the students.
That's right.
For what lies ahead. And it don't matter whether you give 110%.
And sometimes it doesn't matter if you're prepared. It's coming.
It's coming.
It's coming down the road.
Mixed up with that guy who's pointing out in the crowd and then he sees Pinocchio. No, it's Pinocchio giving the speech.
Yeah, he's you're giving the speech. He said, you can see, everybody here can succeed. And then his nose starts to grow. It's like, except for you, because he's looking at somebody. Maybe not you. All right, Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. Tim, Ed, and JJ. And let's repeat our questions quickly for the last time this half hour.
All right. First question is a multiple choice. Burkina Faso is a name. Is it a name of a character in the Star Wars universe, a country in Africa, a radical Islamic group in the Philippines, or a swimwear company popular with Gen Z?
Wow, that's a wide range.
There's a fifth option here.
Yeah.
A boy band.
A boy band, Burkina Faso?
Uh-huh, a boy band. Like, the, you know, Marky Mark and and those guys?
Yeah, Burkina Faso.
They opened for them.
Yes.
I mean, people don't know that.
I love this name, but I'm just going to say it, like, all weekend, drive my wife crazy.
Burkina Faso.
But there's so many options when
you can go a lot of different directions.
What could this be a name of?
Burkina Faso. Go ahead, JJ.
Burkina, well, I got
two more. Sorry.
In the 400-meter hurdles in the Olympics, for example, how many hurdles will a runner jump in the 400-meter hurdles? And third question, what is the name of the large river that flows through London?
Here's what I've got. I haven't had a nibble. My bobber has not even wobbled or gone under, not even once.
That's disappointing.
Here's what I got. 4 U.S. states do not allow billboards. Billboards alongside the highway, illegal in 4 states. Name 2 of them. Second question, what American singer-songwriter wrote and recorded the song, first recorded, Blue Suede Shoes, and it's not Elvis. Third question, brackets, March Madness. Let's see how good your memory is from last year. The Final Four last year, the 4 teams, I just want you to name 3 of them. Name 3 of the teams that were in the Final Four in 2024.
All right. My question, the last question I have remaining for this half hour is the following. Clementines, Tangelos, and Temples are types of what? Those three words are types of what? The Clementines, the Tangelos, they live down the street.
Yeah, I tried to date one of the Tangelo girls.
The Tangelo girl.
I couldn't get anywhere with the Burkina Fasos, but
right.
Tangelos.
So you moved on to the Tangelo girls.
Yeah, I tried to date one of them.
Well,
I got turned down all up and down that street.
No wonder you're an inspirational speaker today. All right, and Temples. So Clementines, Tangelos, and Temples are types of what? You're listening to
like Colts. Everybody knows. Have they ever seen them in their robes and doing all that stuff, setting them tells
the Tangelos?
No, them ones you mentioned, those names of those cults. They're burning down Tesla factories and setting people on fire.
Well, the Clementines, they're known for that.
That's right.
The Clementines, they're a bad bunch right there. Like the Sopranos. You know? Clementines.
That Clementine gang.
They live down south.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Clementine gang is tough.
Alcatraz, not tough enough to keep all them Clementines.
No. They like horse heads fall from the ceiling at the Clementines. If you get in their area and mess with them.
Yes.
Horse heads fall from the ceiling. What kind of? You're going to cause me to have nightmares. What's going on inside that?
There's a little movie with that scene.
Oh,
there.
I missed that.
Good news and bad news. The good news is it's not raining cats and dogs. The bad news is it's raining horse heads.
You know what I'm talking about, don't you?
Oh, yeah. That's from the first Godfather.
Oh, heads, okay. Heads.
It didn't rain them, but you found one in the bed. Anyway, it's a long story.
All right. You're listening to Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. Tim, Ed, and JJ. Back to the phones, Ed.
All right. We go to Oklahoma, and Frank is on the line. Frank, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Thank you.
Hey, Frank, where do you live in Oklahoma?
Lawton, Oklahoma.
All right. Well, welcome to the program. You want to ask, answer, or do both, sir?
I think I've got both.
All right. Which one do you want to try to answer?
The one that he needs a nibble or a bite.
Oh, JJ.
Yes, sir.
Helping JJ
Thank
out
you.
Here.
Thank
All right,
you,
JJ.
Frank.
Go ahead. Which one of JJ's questions is it so he can repeat it?
Blue suede shoes.
All right. Here's the question. What American singer-songwriter wrote and first recorded the song Blue Suede Shoes?
Carl Perkins.
There you go.
A little bit of backstory, Frank. 1956, Johnny Cash, somebody in the military, they got a pass for the weekend. He said, I'm going to put on my blue suede shoes and, you know, have a big time or whatever. Well, then he suggested to Carl and Elvis and Johnny Cash, they toured a little bit together. And he had told this story about being in the Army. You ought to write a song about it. And he didn't. Well, then he was on stage a while later, and they stopped the song to go to the next one. And one guy was complaining to his date. He said, "You were stepping all over my blue suede shoes." And then Carl went home after that and wrote that. So a little bit of inspiration from Johnny Cash and that. And it was the very first rock and roll song that topped the pop, R&B, and country charts. First song in America that was swept across there and hit and got in
number one on all three charts.
Yeah, went across. I don't know if it was number one or, you know, maybe what, top whatever, okay. 10 or something. But anyway, it set a record. And then whenever Elvis did it, then it just went, you know, supersonic. Hey, nicely done there. And he's from the Jackson, Tennessee area.
Okay.
I believe. Hey, good job, Frank. Do you have a question for us?
Yeah, that million dollar quartet, they did that in Branson, and that's probably where I got that information.
Wow. Hey, tell us the four guys.
They did what in Branson? Is that a show in Branson or something?
Yes, it's a million-dollar quartet. It's got Johnny Cash, Carl Perkins, Elvis Presley.
Elvis's cousin, whatever his name.
Jerry Lee Lewis.
Yeah, Great Balls of Fire.
Yeah, Jerry Lee Lewis, yeah.
Oh, million-dollar Sun Recording Studio, Memphis, Tennessee.
Hmm.
That's where they all gathered, like, and they called it the million-dollar quartet.
So they got a show based on that, is what you're saying, in Branson.
They sure do. It's
okay. All right.
I'll put in a plug for Branson.
Yes, sir.
Frank, what's your question for us?
All right. I had a few of them. I had to figure it out. They're pretty technical, okay?
Okay.
This is one that I ask my grandkids all the time until they finally figure it out. Geese, when they fly over Oklahoma, they fly in a V. And if you look up at them, one line is almost always extremely longer than the other one. What scientific reason do they do that?
Because there's more geese in one side than the other. That's why it's longer.
I was trying to throw you off on that.
I knew you were. You got to get up.
So
give me
the Q&A real quick again. Give me the Q, Frank, and then JJ can give me the A.
Okay, you mean to tell you again?
Yeah, please.
You know what you mean? Okay, in Oklahoma, whenever geese fly over, they always fly in a V.
Yeah.
And one line is always significantly longer than the other one. Why is that?
JJ's answer is?
More geese on one side than the other.
More geese.
That's why it's longer.
So it's sort of a trick question.
A little bit.
Yeah,
yes.
Yeah.
Well, where do we get the expression, your goose is cooked? Where do we get that from?
Back when people used to eat geese, I guess.
Yeah. Yeah, people, that was a delicacy, like the turkey.
Have you ever eaten a goose, Frank? You ever eaten a goose?
No.
Have you, JJ?
I shot one accidentally, but I didn't eat it.
Yeah. I know they're mean.
Oh, geese?
Yeah, they're mean. We've had them. Huh?
They deserve to be shot sometimes?
Listen, when they get to a certain age, they just get real bossy. My wife loves
people like that.
Animals,
too.
Yes, it's true.
You know, think about it.
My wife loves animals, so we've had miniature goats and, you know, chickens and ducks, and we
like Noah
had pigs, and I've enjoyed being around them, but the geese, you can take them and drop kick them into the next county.
As far as you care,
we didn't shoot them. We gave them away to somebody had a lake.
Like.
At a lake.
Hey, Frank, change the subject. I'm headed to Weatherford, Oklahoma. I'll be in your state in just a little over a week. I've never been to Weatherford, as you know, right there on the historic Route 66. So I'd appreciate prayers. It is April the 1st, First Choice Pregnancy Resource Center Banquet, and I'm excited to be headed your way.
All right. Thank you, Brother Frank, from Oklahoma, from Lawton, right?
Yeah.
Next up, Ed.
All right. We go to back to Texas, and Jeffy is on the line. Jeffy, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Okay. First of all, it's Jesse, not Jeffy.
Jesse, my apologies.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. No problem. And I want to thank you and Tim yesterday for preaching during today's issues, because y'all helped me make a good decision.
Oh, well, praise
Amen.
Praise the Lord for using all sorts of people and all sorts of circumstances.
Well, we explained the gospel.
Yeah.
And yes, yesterday.
At first, I got kind of aggravated because I wanted to hear more about today's issues, but then y'all hit my heart really good. So.
Amen. Well, praise the Lord. God used that to discuss.
Good.
Right. And we rejoice with you, too, brother. Thank you. So, well, amen. You want to ask, answer, or do both, Jesse?
Well, I'd like to do both, if that's all right.
Absolutely. Which question would you like to try to answer?
Well, I'd like to answer yours on the river in London.
All right. What is the name of the large river that flows through London?
That would be the Thames River.
That's right. The Thames River flows through London.
How's that spelled, Jesse?
I believe it's T-H-A-M-E-S.
It is.
That's right. That's right.
It is.
Hooked on
Pahonics.
It flows right. What does it flow right by?
The Buckingham Palace, I believe.
Uh-huh. Yeah, Big Ben.
Yeah,
and London Bridge.
What about that giant Ferris wheel? Isn't that right there on the river's edge?
Well, yeah, I don't know.
Well, it's in the scenes of downtown London. If you're talking about
right.
When Tom Cruise jumps from the bridge to the jumps onto the Ferris wheel.
There we go. There we go.
I don't believe you did that stunt double yourself.
I don't believe it.
Hey, Jess.
Hold on,
Jesse. We've got to take a break. 5-minute break. Can you
hold
produce?
On.
Can you hold on for us?
Yes, sir. I sure can.
Hey, you're in Texas, Jesse. So we're going to ask you to hold your
horses.
Okay.
The views and opinions expressed in this broadcast may not necessarily reflect those of the American Family Association or American Family Radio.